Hi. Hello. Hey, are you lost? The party is down on the other side of the building. You're trying to hide then, aren't you? Fair enough. Wait, you're Ashley's husband, right? I'm Lindsay. Office Christmas parties the worst, aren't they? I bet you wish Ashley didn't drag you along to this thing, huh? So where's your... Well, I was gonna say better half then, but I suspect you're the better half. Yeah, no, we don't like each other. But I'm sure you already know that. You know, it's pretty lame of her to abandon you among her co-workers. It's awful being at a party where you don't know anyone, and you have to be on your best behavior. What, are you surprised I don't have horns and a tail after everything Ashley has told you about me? We just don't get along. It's silly if you stop to think about it. We're just really competitive. Well, when you run into another attractive, motivated woman in the workplace, you instinctively just trust her. We're like high school rivals or something. We smile through gritted teeth and we just deal with each other. But meanwhile, we're always talking behind each other's backs. It doesn't help that we share an office. Well, we both want to be the best. It started with us just being competitive in our sales, but now we both try and prove we're better in every aspect of our life. For example, Ashley is always bragging about you. Every time you do something sweet for her, she talks about it for days, just to make sure I know she has the best husband. No, I'm not married. And she loves bringing that fact up. I'm sorry, I shouldn't be talking your ear off about how much I hate your wife. You probably don't want to talk to me for very long anyway. Can you imagine if Ashley sees you and me? She'd be so pissed. Come on, let's head back to the party and pretend we're having a good time. So I'm curious. I wonder how many of the things that Ashley has told me about you are true. Well, she just made them up to make me jealous. Well, for example, all these stories I hear about you spontaneously taking her on surprise trips and dates, are they true? Damn, I was hoping she was making all that up. I was also hoping that the picture of you that she keeps on her desk was just the one that came with the frame. No, you're just that good looking. Oh, don't blush. You know that you're handsome. And there's your wife. You know the guy she's talking to? That's Brad. He's an account manager. Ashley is always flirting with him. Of course she's flirting with him. Look at how she's playing with her hair and how she's leaning in towards him just a little bit. And they go to lunch together sometimes. Oh, she's never mentioned that to you. Wonder why. No, I didn't say she was cheating on you with him. She just likes to spend time with him and not tell you about it. Could mean anything. No, don't give her the satisfaction of storming over there in jealous rage. Come with me. Trust me. An office Christmas party is not the place to cause a scene. Just come to mine and Ashley's office to cool off, okay? Take a seat, have another drink, and I'll sit on the desk in front of you, and you can just vent for a bit. And then you won't get the urge to head out there and yell at her in front of everybody. Look, she might not be cheating on you. It's not like they can fool around easily in their lunch hour. I mean, she comes at home in normal times as well, doesn't she? She's never mentioned a yoga class before. And last Thursday, she was really dressed up. And when I asked her why, she said she had a date with you. You really didn't go out with her that night? God, that bitch. If she's really having an affair, then I'm really sorry. You deserve better than that. No. If you confront her, she'll just deny everything. She'll lie her way out of it, like she does everything else. I think you should get her back instead. How? Well, you and I are alone here, and I can't help but notice the glances you've been taking towards my tits and legs. Do you like what you see? No, don't be sorry. Would you like to kiss me? Let me help you get back at her. She's told me other stories about you. Like how massive your cock is. Are those stories true? Oh, yes. 100% true. How about I suck your massive cock while you tell me everything you hate about your wife? On my knees? Okay. Well, that feels good, doesn't it? What do you find most annoying about her? Oh, yeah. I fucking hate that about her, too. And be honest. Your wife doesn't suck your cock as good, does she? I'm so much better than her, aren't I? Sexier than her too, don't you think? Just admit that I'm hot to your wife, or I'll stop. Goodbye. Oh, I would love to swallow your cum, baby. But I need this cock inside me. You just sit back and relax while I get down on top of you. That's it. I can't wait to fuck your married cock. Do you like my wet pussy? Do you like how bare it is? Oh, she doesn't, does she? Oh, what a shame. Wax pussy feels so good, doesn't it? Oh, yeah. Oh, God, you're so thick. Oh, fuck, that feels so good. Oh, you fill me up just wonderfully. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, thrust up into me, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's it. Buck your hips. Fuck yes. I bet Ashley doesn't fuck you like I can. Oh, I bet she just lies there and make you do all the work. such an inconsiderate bitch. Oh, God. Oh, your cock got harder when I called her a bitch. Does it turn you on if I insult your wife? Oh, God, you're so big. Oh, I've never had a cock this big before. Oh, fine. Oh, yes, rub me right the bay. Oh, all these stories about what a perfect husband you were. Oh, yet here you are, fucking your wife's biggest rival. Oh, fuck, that feels so good. Oh, God, you're close, aren't you? Oh, just hold on a little longer. I have a confession to make. Ashley and Brad never go to lunch. I think I lied a little about that. Oh, fuck yes. The yoga classes. Oh, now that I think about it, she does have a yoga class every Thursday. Oh, my memory is just terrible. Oh, you're pissed. That's it. Fuck me harder. Oh, cheat on your stupid fucking wife with a hot co-worker. Oh, you know you should stop. Oh, but you're too close, aren't you? Oh, don't worry. I won't tell Ashley. This can just be our little secret, okay? Oh my God, I'm gonna come on your huge married fucking dick. Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, it's nothing. Don't. Shh. I was just texting something. Oh, fuck, I'm gonna come. Oh, yes. Oh, you're gonna come. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh. 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 Hey, Ashley. I was just showing your husband around our office. Oh, you were right. Your husband is the perfect guy. Did you see her face as she stormed off? That was so much better than I could have hoped for. She's either gonna quit, or every day she'll have to look at me in the face while knowing that I fucked her husband. Sorry about your probable impending divorce. Yeah, I'm a crazy bitch. Didn't your wife tell you that about me? You probably should have listened to her. That would piss her off. That would piss her off so badly.